Welcome back to a bonus edition of the Adam Schefter podcast. And we do bonus editions when the greatest players who ever play the sport announce their retirement, as Tom Brady did on social media Wednesday morning, releasing the news 1 year to the day that he announced his retirement 1 year ago, that he was retiring again, this time, in his words, for good.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first, so I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year, so really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
And how classy of a message was that from the GOAT himself? He was emotional. He was brief. He was to the point. He did not belabor it. I love when people speak publicly and succinctly and capture what they need to say in the fewest amount of words, which is exactly what Tom Brady did on Wednesday morning. And I think in the end, really, he was tired. He was worn down. He's 46 years old. And the difference between this year and last year, primarily, is now he's a single dad. So if you really begin to break down what would have been the realistic landing spots for him, everybody connected him to San Francisco. Can he live, work, and immerse himself in the 49ers culture while his children are on the East Coast and he wants to be a focal point in their lives? Can he go be in Las Vegas and do the same for the Raiders while his children are on the East Coast? It's just too impractical. Tampa last season for him didn't look like it was a lot of fun. Miami was not a potential landing spot, having essentially flirted with Brady before and been fined $1.5 million for tampering with him, and essentially the Dolphins committing to Tua Tagovailoa for the 2023 season. There didn't seem to be a logical landing spot that would make sense with where he's at in his life right now, not to mention the fact that he just looked tired and worn down. And so will the Brady questions come up again when organized team activities begin in the spring? Sure they will. Will it come up again when training camps open? Is Tom Brady coming back? Of course it will. It does for every great player who's ever played the game. And it won't be easy for Tom to turn the page. There'll be times and moments when he does want to come back. And I'll bet you the thought does cross his mind. But we're going to take him at his word this time and say it is for good. He is walking away from the game at this point in time. And he is done with the sport that he controlled and dominated. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Adam today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/Adam.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
For three decades. And my thought immediately goes back to my two trips to Tampa for Monday Night Countdown, for a December game that the Buccaneers hosted against the New Orleans Saints, and a wild card game that they hosted against the Dallas Cowboys. The ESPN crew happened to be staying in the very same hotel where Tom Brady's parents were staying. And so the first time when we were coming back after the Buccaneers beat the Saints and Brady rallied Tampa to come from behind an improbable win in a Monday night comeback that was thrilling and exciting and captivating, Larry Fitzgerald and I walked into the lobby together with Tom Brady's parents at the same time, walked over to the elevator with them, talked with them that night. It actually was the first time, I believe, that I met Tom Brady's parents. And we talked for about 5 minutes, very nice, very pleasant, and we proceeded on to our rooms. Now, oddly enough, when we came back from the Monday night game against the Cowboys, that Tampa lost, where Tom walked off the field, where he kissed his parents as he was walking off the field to enter the tunnel that ESPN captured, this time, Susie Colbert and I were getting back to the hotel together. And lo and behold, there at the elevator, as we ride up to our floor, were Tom Brady's parents again. And we start talking as we're riding in the elevator, and we're getting out, and we just say, hey, that was a great season. Congratulations. And Tom's dad said, what a ride. What a career. And it was almost like he caught himself at that moment, knowing who he was talking to, two people who work for ESPN, to not say too much and pulled himself back. But there was a little hint that night, I thought, that he was saying he thought it really might be over. Because he did say, if that's it, what a great ride it was. And I think Tom had to take a couple of extra weeks to just mull it over. He wanted to control the message this year, unlike last year, as everybody remembers. And so he released it on his outlets, on his platforms, and got to share the news the way he wanted in the most appropriate, classiest fashion that he possibly could do. And now Tom Brady will have to figure out what he wants to throw himself into next, whether that's broadcasting, whether that's nutrition, whether that's TB12, whatever it is, because he's going to try to find something, I think, that will fill a void that's going to be very hard to fill, frankly. You're never going to be around 52 other men in a locker room setting, all with one common goal on Sundays. There's nothing like that. And everybody always talks about that. The greatest players in the game, players that weren't around that long, what do you miss most? I miss the guys. Everybody says it because it's true. And so now Tom moves on to the next phase of his career after a simply incredible career, astonishing, right? 7 Super Bowls. If you looked at the starting quarterbacks in the NFC Championship game on Sunday, Jalen Hurts, I believe, was 24 and Brock Purdy was 23. Together, they're 47, which is 1 year older than Tom Brady himself. We could go on with all the numbers, all the statistics, all the measurables, but we know the situation as it is. Today, football lost a legend. Tom Brady gets to move on to the next phase of his life, which is the most important thing. He gets to focus his energies on his children because he is a big family man and he knows how critical it is to be there for those children. And he gets to do whatever he wants for the rest of his life, which is exactly how it should be. He's worked for that. He earns that. He earned that. And he deserves that. Congratulations to Tom Brady, the greatest football player of all time, on an incredible career. February 1st, 2023 will be the day that he always retired. Did it again in 2022. But it's the day that we will remember and again pay tribute to the greatest football player who has ever lived. Want to remind everybody that we have another Adam Schefter podcast up at this time. The lifelong Eagles fan, passionate fan, Mike Trout, discussing his team's hopes for the upcoming Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs and how he became the rabid Philadelphia Eagles fan that he is. Check that out. Thank you for tuning in here. Please join us again next week when we'll be back from Arizona with another edition of the Adam Schefter podcast. Until then, have a great week, everybody. Be well and stay safe.